The extra week give you time to get even more healed. You look, you know, you was able to play, but it didn't look, you know.
A bye week is always great. Especially, I mean, even if you're playing and you're not injured, mm-hmm. it's always good to rest your body and mm-hmm. be able to recover. Because, once again, as y'all know, this is a long season. So whenever you can have a week off and take some time to relax your mind, and it's always good.
All right, thanks, Harry.
Harry, what do you see from this Tampa Bay defense? You routed them week three. Well, did you expect a different team?
I mean, you always have to expect a different team. Whenever the way we beat them the first time, we can't go out there and think they're just going to do the same thing again. I mean, we know they have a chip on their shoulder and that game is in the back of their mind. And at the same time, we got to know what number 93 is at all times. So he's their best player on defense. He does a great job for him, and he's a man's child.
The offense is getting off to fast starts, but mm-hmm. something seems to happen in the second half with momentum. How do you bring the momentum from the first half of the game in order to finish games in the second?
Finish the game. it's that simple. We just got to finish. I mean, you got to finish. Like you said, we got up to a fast start. I mean, against Detroit, that's in the past, so I don't really want to harp on it too much, but all we can do is finish. I mean, from this point on, we want to look ahead to what we got now. So we have Tampa this week, and we want to put four quarters together, 60 minutes, and play Falcons football.